From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. An agreement signed Tuesday in Singapore. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un reaffirmed his firm and unwavering commitment to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, while U.S. President Donald Trump committed to provide security guarantees to North Korea. The document also calls for the two countries to jointly work on efforts to build a lasting peace on the Korean Peninsula, to establish new U.S.-North Korean relations, and to recover the remains of prisoners of war and military members missing in action.
Most importantly, I want to thank Chairman Kim for taking the first bold step toward a bright new future for his people.
Mr. Trump said they established a special bond and relations with the North would be different.
Our unprecedented meeting, the first between an American president and a leader of North Korea, proves that real change is indeed possible.
The North Korean leader was not without comment. Kim Jong-un here speaking through an interpreter.
Today, we had a historic meeting and decided to leave the past behind, and we are about to sign a historic document.
The U.S. has repeatedly stated it is seeking the complete, irreversible, and verifiable denuclearization of the North. Mr. Trump said sanctions would remain in place for now. The U.S. Embassy in Mozambique has urged Americans to leave a northeast district, warning of imminent attacks after Islamist militants beheaded 10 people and killed 7 others. The attacks occurred in Palma, close to the Tanzanian border, in an area believed to contain one of the world's biggest untapped offshore gas fields. This is VOA News. There are growing concerns of an imminent assault on the Houthi rebel-controlled Yemeni port of Hodeidah by coalition forces led by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Antonio Guterres is the UN Secretary General.
There are, at the present moment, intense negotiations. Martin Griffiths is shuttling between Sana'a and both the UAE and Saudi Arabia to hope that there will be a way to avoid the military confrontation in Hodeidah. We are at the present moment in intense consultation. There is a lull in the fighting to allow for them, and I hope that it will be possible to avoid a battle for Hodeidah.
The port is vital to a country almost entirely reliant on imports as the impoverished country slips deeper into a humanitarian crisis. The U.S. said it is closely following developments. Iraq on Monday arrested 4 people, including 3 policemen and an employee of the Independent High Elections Commission, after a fire ravaged a warehouse in Baghdad where ballots for May's parliamentary election were stored. The blaze broke out after Parliament voted to mandate a manual recount, citing irregularities. A ballot that put supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in first place. The cleric on Monday warned certain parties were trying to drag the country into civil war. Spain on Monday offered to take in hundreds of African migrants, refused permission to dock in Italy, which has a new populist government and has already taken in hundreds of thousands over the past 5 years. Malta also spurned Italy's request to take in the migrants. The UN Refugee Agency's Carlotta Sami said the migrants aboard the humanitarian vessel Aquarius were running out of food.
There are 629 over 600, 123 are children. Many unaccompanied, they are there alone. Some of the individuals on board are severely burned, and some others have been tortured.
New socialist Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said the vessel will dock in the eastern port of Valencia, insisting it has an obligation to do so. President Donald Trump tweeted on Tuesday that his 70-year-old economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, has suffered a heart attack and is being treated at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in suburban Washington. Mr. Kudlow is said to have had a very mild heart attack and is doing well. He accompanied the president to the contentious Group of Seven summit in Canada and defended the president's decision to pull out of a joint communique during appearances on U.S. television on Sunday. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.